As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yes, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewed on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? Welcome to our Wednesday, May the 18th, 2011, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, just ticking off the days one by one by one. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. We've got good news, a little bit of good news today. Hard facts, certainly that. Workable solutions, when we can find them and where we can squeeze them in. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you are certainly not alone. But you are definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular. It remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Lots of chatters piling in already. Pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Always appreciate getting your cards and letters from out across the hinterland. Once again, a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas, reallibertymedia.com, Channel 16, and talkstreamlive.com. Lots of ways to access Become Vocal Local. Thank you all for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. You got a broadcaster in your area that's got a dead slot at this time of the day? Hey, drop them a line. Give me a call. Let me know. I'll talk to them. If we can get on your local AM and FM radio stations as well, our call-in number throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. And yes, your calls are welcome. Precious metals, volatility eases. Trading horizontally, the U.S. dollar and oil firm, we'll talk about that in the market report. The IMF shaken, now seeking some new head, figuratively speaking. Flooding continues, wheat woes and gifts, Red Wing boots, it's all in the news today. FEMA, multi-jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation planning, NLE 2011, of course, we'll go there as well. And we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast. Let's go to our market report for this morning out of New York City. Active trading as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, an hour ago. Gold was trading up $5.90 an ounce at $1,492.40. Silver up 57 cents at $34.48 a troy ounce. Platinum up a buck at $1,768 an ounce. And palladium off up $9 at $730. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, relatively narrow band, less than a $10 bill. Lows are $1,487.50. Your high is $1,498.30. A lot of trading in there, but as I said, it's kind of a narrow band, horizontally moving. At $1,492.40, your gold is, however, up $269.10 year to year for a 22% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning. The boys in London set the price at $1,491.25, and we've been a little bit above that. We'll be right back.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. ThyroidKI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. ThyroidKI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in ThyroidKI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, ThyroidKI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code ORACLE for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code ORACLE for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to ExtendoVite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, May the 18th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, broadcasting out of my little studio here in Exeter, Missouri. Let's go back into our market report once again. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Again, found gold up $5.90. at $1,492.40 for that noble metal. Silver up 57 cents at $34.48. Platinum up a buck at $1,768. And palladium up nine at $730 an ounce. The SPDR gold shares overnight unchanged. They claim to be holding 1,192.25 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, valued on State Street at $56.6 billion. Big hands, deep pockets in the gold market. Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed down 69 at 12,480. The NASDAQ closed up 1 at 2783. This S&P 500 off 1, closing at 1329. This morning, crude oil up a buck and 9 cents at $98 even for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, West Texas Intermediate, as they say, delivered in the Cushing Hub in Oklahoma. 42-gallon barrels at $98 a pop. The USDX this morning, that would be the trade-weighted basket of currencies. Find out all about that over at theice.com, theice.com. Up 4 basis points this morning at 75.40. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates, where we have nothing but red ink this morning. Canadian loonie off 25 basis points. Exchanges against the U.S. buckaroonie at $1.02 each. The Mexican peso dropping 16 basis points, yet still exchanges against the U.S. dollar at 9 cents a pop, 11.7426 pesos per dollar there. The euro this morning off 4 basis points at $1.42. The British pound down 78 basis points at $1.61. And the Swiss franc off 15 basis points, yet still strong at $1.13. U.S. the bond market this morning, the U.S. Treasuries, the yield on our bonded indebtedness, the two-year yield is at 0.54%. The benchmark 10-year yield is at 3.12, and the 30-year, if you really want to lose your money, go into a 30-year bond at 4.23% return on your investment. However, those low interest rates help us out in the mortgage market this morning, where we find in the fixed rate 15-year mortgages moving down from 4.03% a month ago to 3.78%. They're pulling out all the stops. They're giving away the toasters and the ding-dongs for anybody that signs up for a mortgage in America. The 30-year, likewise, moving down from 4.83% to 4.55%. Again, just trying to grease the chute and get you on the dole forever. Mortgages, 30-year mortgages. Folks, stay away from those, all right? Go into the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage. You'll pay a little bit more a month every month, but by golly, you'll get that done in half the time at far less interest. The prime rate this morning at 3.25% and standing. The gold-to-silver ratio creeping back up again. 43.28 ounces of silver to buy 1 ounce of gold. In the economic calendar this morning off the EconoDay website, not much happening. Mortgage Bankers Association purchase apps will go there immediately. Then the jobless claims tomorrow will come out. Dudley's going to speak early. Bloomberg's Consumer Comfort Index will be out. We'll all just take comfort with that. Existing home sales and so on. Friday, there's not much happening, so let's go right into it. Here we go. The Mortgage Bankers Purchase Application. So as you know, listeners of this broadcast are certainly well aware of what the MBA Purchase Applications is. This is a report where you've gone out and you've done your ride with the realtor. They've bent you over the kitchen counter, and you've signed out a purchase and sale agreement. Now you find yourself in front of a banker, and you're asking for money, right? You got your hat in your hand, and the children are all washed really nicely. Anyway, things don't look too good here. Falling interest rates gave a big 13.2% boost to MBA's refinance index, which has now risen 33%, 33 degrees of Freemasonry over the last 5 weeks. A span that has seen 30-year mortgage rates drop more than 50 basis points. The average 30-year rate fell 7 basis points in May, 13th week, to 4.60% for the lowest level in 6 months. I mean, they got giveaway prices going here. But low rates are not boosting buyers. I guess they're not falling for the toaster gig. Not at least in the latest week, as the purchase index fell 3.2%. To upend 4 weeks of gains. Well, that's not helping them out at all. Here's a rather interesting article to start the day off out of the Seattle Times. No, excuse me, the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. It's basically the Seattle Times. They were bought out years ago. It's one big consortium of newsy news. Anyway, this comes right out of Seattle. Seattle atheists collect for the Rapture Relief Fund. That's right, folks. The Rapture Relief Fund, a fringe Christian group, has been busy lately warning the world about the coming rapture, not to be confused with a rupture or a hernia, a rapture, which it claims will be here on May the 21st. That's right, folks, the world will end on the 21st. At least according to California-based Family Radio, they're spearheading the cause and have purchased billboards around the country asking commuters to mark May the 21st on their calendar. For God's sake, stay off the road. I don't want to have someone raptured out of their car and have their vehicle careen into me as I'm trying to make my way to the post office. They say that's the day when Jeebus will return and true Christians will be spirited off to the heavens. These people have been drinking the Kool-Aid, leaving the rest of the population to suffer through the last 5 months of their lives until God destroys the earth on October the 21st. Mark it on your calendar, folks. May the 21st. End of the world. This is the main uplift for the really radical right extreme Christian. Anyway, they believe they're going to be raptured out. And then the whole world is going to end on October the 21st. Just mark it on your calendar. If the prognosticators are right, then some of us are in big trouble. With that thought in mind, a local group called Seattle Atheists is now taking donations for a rapture relief fund to help those of us who are left behind. Well, we'll be the left behind, right? To help us help you, we've created a rapture relief and aid fund for the unfortunate people left behind, said John Kaiser of Seattle Atheists. Quote, when you give to this fund, Seattle Atheists will use the money to help survivors of any Armageddon-sized disaster in the Puget Sound area. Kaiser and the 280 other members of the Seattle Atheists have already raised $800 for the fund, and they hope to have $5,000 for the fund by May. Well, I guess everybody gets a Twinkie and a ho-ho. If the family radio is wrong and the world survives, of course, Seattle Atheists will donate all the money from the relief fund to Camp Quest, which teaches children about science and critical thinking. Quote, it just dawned on us that this is really dumb stuff, and these people are really showing a complete lack of critical thinking, Kaiser said. Quote, we wanted to highlight that and highlight the need for critical thinking, which is why we decided to make it a fundraiser for Camp Quest. Seattle Atheists will be out raising money for the fund at several upcoming events, including an end-of-the-world party scheduled for May the 21st. Well, that's that story. Things are going to get even worse in a hurry, however. Barry the Usurper has been out there giving away your bread again. Well, we'll talk about that right after this.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So all across America, you know, everybody has got a full plate, don't they? They all go to sleep at night with a full belly, nice warm house and stuff like that. Well, maybe not. At least maybe not anymore. Aid is promised for Jordan. All right, Jordan. That's the place that the Israelis are crawling all over, you know, West Bank and all that sort of stuff. Right, that's what they're saying. Anyway, we're going to give them millions more. Here we go. Barry the usurper announced Tuesday he'll send hundreds of millions of dollars in economic aid to Jordan, coinciding with the visit of King Abdullah II. Nice of him to reach into your pocket and steal your money, isn't it? What a benevolent fellow, a real humanitarian. All of this will help to stabilize the cost of living and day-to-day situation of Jordanians. What the hell about the people, you know? What a boner. Anyway, and we'll provide a foundation so that these economic reforms can move forward and long-term development can take place. Wow, the usurper said in the Oval Office after talking with Abdullah. The administration is also pledging 50,000 metric tons, and you do the math on that one, of wheat to Jordan in response to rising commodity prices around the world. Of course, the price of bread hasn't gone down in your grocery, has it? No, it hasn't. Certainly not here. On Thursday, the usurper will deliver a major address on the political unrest that has swept the Middle East. Jordan, a key U.S. ally there, narrowly avoided the forced regime change in Tunisia and Egypt by pledging political reforms. We're going to talk about wheat from a couple of articles here this morning. The usurper told reporters that he encouraged Abdullah to follow up on those promises. Quote, "We welcome the initiatives that His Majesty has already embarked on and feel confident that to the extent he's able to move these reforms forward, this will be good for the security and the stability of Jordan, but also will be good for the economic prosperity of the people of Israel." Oh, no, the people of Jordan. Well, it's kind of hard to be sure whether you're looking at Israelis or Jordanians. After all, the Israelis move the border every night. That's one of the things they like to do after all the Jordanians go to sleep. They just move the border around. Why not? Wheat damage claims may signal worse harvest than forecast. Where's the wheat, Barry? This by Whitney McFerrin, right off the Bloomberg website. Wheat crops in the U.S. Great Plains are showing signs that production may plunge more than the government forecast last week. Somebody needs to inform the usurper we may be a little bit short on wheat ourselves, as hot weather and a lack of rain erode plant quality and force the farmers to harvest early. As of May the 15th, I mean, that's recent. This is newsy news. U.S. winter wheat was in the worst condition since 1996, with 44% of the fields rated poor or very poor by the government. The National Weather Services estimate the rainfall in the past 2 months was less than half of normal in much of Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. The reason for that was because it was all being dumped on my house here in southwest Missouri. Anyway, where insurance adjuster, it's always got an insurance adjuster in the background, don't they? Indemnifying themselves against whatever the creator of the universe can throw at them. David Reed said he had 300 farmer claims for drought damage in his area this season, already 10 times more than last year. And of course, they have to go and grovel at the feet of the governors to get those claims approved. They got to declare a disaster, you know, disasters and catastrophes. Quote, "I went out to look at the fields and it looked like the tips of the heads were burnt after temperatures last week topped 100 degrees Fahrenheit," said Reed, an area claims supervisor in Stockton, Kansas for the Rural Community Insurance Services, a unit of Wells Fargo and Company. Quote, "It's kind of scary. I think that the abandonment numbers probably are going to be fairly high." And then they go on and tell us a little bit more about the Russian drought after a Russian drought led to a drop in global output in 2010. Remember, that was like 17% of the world market, something like that. The prospect of smaller crops in the U.S., the world's largest exporter, has sent wheat futures up 63% in the past year. Now, some of our commodities trader in the chat room will probably appreciate that news. Sending their wheat futures up 63%. Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. on May the 11th, 11 of 11, raised its price forecast, citing persistent adverse weather in many growing areas. Dry spells in Europe and excessive rain in the northern U.S. and Canada also fueled prices, boosting costs for food makers, including General Mills and Panera, a bread company. Well, that's the way that story is going down. Not at all good, that's for sure. Let's see if we can pick up this one. Let's jump over here, pick up another story. This is the one I was looking for. Okay, want to have a good story, a little bit of good news? Well, here's a little good news today. A little good newsy news. Red Wing, everybody knows about Red Wing. Red Wing, made in the USA, pay, plans to add 125 dealerships. Karen Klein writing this for Bloomberg. Klein, like blank fine, only Klein. Karen Klein here, writing for Bloomberg. Dave Murphy, the president and the chief operating officer of Red Wing Shoe Company, got hearty applause when he announced record earnings for 2010. So I guess we can't really say that we don't make anything here anymore. $448 million record earnings, up 12% from 2009 at this year's shareholder meeting in Red Wing, Minnesota. But the announcement that got the roughly 150 shareholders out of their seats for a standing ovation was not about dividends or returns. It was about 315 employees the company has hired in 2010, bringing the head count close to 2,200 today. In an era of downsizing, offshoring, and outsourcing, this century-old, closely held shoe manufacturer still buys its cattle hides in Nebraska, tans them in St. Paul, Minnesota, turns them into work boots in Kentucky, Missouri, and Minnesota, eschewing the big box retailers. Red Wing, distributes its industrial footwear, hiking boots, and casual shoes through nearly 500 company-owned stores and independent dealerships, old-fashioned shoe stores with salespeople who sit with the customers, measure their feet, and fit the shoes one pair at a time. Man, that's a heartwarming story. Reminds me, I think I need to go out and buy another pair of Red Wing boots. Yes, it is costly to use U.S. products and labor, Murphy says. And with the company's revenue largely dependent on blue-collar trades such as construction workers, telephone linemen, miners, lumberjack, longshoremen, and talk radio hosts. Well, I added that. Red Wing felt the pinch during the recession. Boy, pinching in your shoes is never pleasant. In 2009, it went to a four-day work week, froze raises, scaled back its second shift, and offered voluntary retirement packages. But sales have rebounded in the past 9 months, Murphy says, and the company is doubling down on its service-based strategy with plans to add 125 new stores over the next 5 years. Well, you can't say that the American people aren't capable of providing their own shoes. The Cajun Riviera residents paying price of living in harm's way. This kind of carries on from our discussion of FEMA's hazard mitigation planning, which we'll return to shortly. This off the Bloomberg website as well. Dwayne Stanford writing this yesterday for Bloomberg. Mark von Bad Ungen cast a primitive form against, they always start off with this public interest, you know, appeal, cast a primitive form against the raging orange glow of a fire pit as he tended its coals 2 nights ago in Butte La Rose, Louisiana, where thousands of residents are fleeing that could reach water that could reach 15 feet high. Nearby, a rented storage container and a flatbed trailer held the contents of his weekend retreat, including doors and the water heater. Well, that's a good plan. You ought to keep the doors. You might as well. You can take them right off the hinges and bring them with you. We'll be right back.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. ThyroidKI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. ThyroidKI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in ThyroidKI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, ThyroidKI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code Oracle for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code Oracle for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so let's go back to this Cajun Riviera article right off the Bloomberg website. You know, they're flooding. This is NLE 2011. Of course, they talk about, you know, global warming and all of that. And then we've had record snowfalls and rains everywhere. Well, I guess that's not really global warming, is it? But anyway, it's resulted in massive flooding. And they're busting open the levees every place and flooding everywhere. This is the kind of thing that we do, I guess. But people need to have a heads up. And these people certainly do. Some of them deceived about where they were living, but most of them not. Again, this Votmark von Bad Ungen has a little camping replace, and he took action. The last of the Bowdoin sausage from his freezer, roasting on a grill, after working 12-hour days since May the 12th, loading, sandbagging, and worrying, von Bad Ungen, 53, was almost out of his house there. He says, you're in the Atchafalaya River Basin. Hope I didn't blow that. So you realize Mother Nature's going to come get you sooner or later. This guy that understands there ain't no warranties in life. Ain't no guarantee on the back of his birth certificate either. Nobody said life was going to be fair. Nobody said it's going to be even. Nobody said you're going to make a profit. But anyway, he understands this. At least he's edging closer to the fire pit to ward off the swarming mosquitoes. Butte La Rose is one of dozens of small rural communities in and around the Atchafalaya River Basin being flooded this week to spare population centers in Baton Rouge and New Orleans. Officials are slowly opening the Morganza spillway gates to relieve pressure on the Mississippi, part of a plan developed in the decades following a catastrophic flood in 1927 and used now for only the second time. So if you plan ahead, sometimes you get ahead. They had something in mind when they set all of this up. The decision by the Army Corps of Engineers. Now, that's an interesting website to dive in and look around, especially in relation to the NLE 2011. You might go and look at those castles made out of gold. The decision by the Army Corps of Engineers to open the 9 spillway gates brought the Mississippi River's crest a week early and several feet lower, sparing the oil refineries. Don't imagine that BP and the others had anything to do with this decision, and dense neighborhoods downstream. The lower crest does little to ease the impact, however, in the Atchafalaya Basin, whose surrounding communities some call the Hidden Cajun Riviera. Evacuation plans, again, NLE 2011, all right, this is what it's all about, hazard mitigation planning. They couldn't have found a guy named Smith. Von Bud Ungen, who says he long ago accepted the risk of building in a flood zone. All right, talking about this now, this would be, what, 17 days of discussion of the hazard mitigation planning today, is one of the lucky ones. He has resources and a well-thought-out evacuation plan, right down to removable cabinets. He also has his real home to return to in New Orleans. For others, this 800-home community, about an hour's drive from Baton Rouge, is their only residence, making the leave a little tougher to accept on the main highway. In Dubuque, La Rose, a homemade sign in front of an evacuated house vents frustration in orange spray-painted words, "My slice of heaven, forced straight to hell, God help us." Well, that's one point of view. Hard choices. As this slow-moving disaster unfolds in the southeast, not quite like having a tornado come to town like they had in Tuscaloosa. No, they've had plenty of warning here. The surging Mississippi River, swollen with melted snow and record rains from the north, is forcing hard choices from officials and residents alike. They are made even harder by the uncertainty of flowing water. How soon will the water arrive? How high will it go? And when will it leave? And those are tough questions, folks. I mean, about the only thing worse than a fire is water and flooding. It will ruin everything you got. I've dug out after the big flood in Alaska. Chena River went over its banks and flooded Fairbanks, and we had a house that had a wooden crib basement in it, and the crib walls gave away, and boy, what a mess that was. Digging it out all summer long, shovels, wheelbarrows, building the ramp up outside, putting in new concrete block foundation underneath the house, jacking it up. What a lot of work there was. Anyway, everything that was flooded was virtually ruined. They live there at their own risk. 10 times as many face flooding from water that will make a U-turn at the southern end of the region's levee system and backflow north into the low-lying areas. Residents in the spillway and parts of the parishes, such as St. Landry, are being ordered to leave their homes. Voluntary evacuation has been suggested in others. Some have rented moving trucks. Others tossed belongings into their fishing boats, hitched on the trailers to trucks, and some stay put with nowhere to go. Well, that's a long story. We'll come back to the discussion, hazard mitigation planning, in just a moment. Talk a little bit about the oil companies. You know, they are down there on the other end of all of this, and we're trying to alleviate any problems for them as these people are evacuated from their homes. And, of course, there are more dense population centers trying to be spared here, too. Jim Snyder... And this is the old greatest good of the greatest number in trouble. Jim Snyder writing this for Bloomberg. U.S. oil and gas industry survived an effort to repeal $21 billion in tax breaks over 10 years as 3 Democrats broke with Senate leaders who said the revenue should go to reduce the federal deficit. A $21 billion tax break to these oil companies that are reporting record gains. Interesting. Supporters fell short yesterday of the 60 votes needed to advance the bill after Republicans said the legislation would raise gasoline prices and increased dependence on foreign oil. That's right. The higher the cost is for the oil companies, they pass that right along to you. That's industry-wide. That's commerce for you. 52 senators supported proceeding, and 48 were opposed. Democrats said the oil companies can afford to give up the tax benefits after their combined first quarter profits exceeded $30 billion. Kind of interesting, this $21 billion tax break over 10 years sounds hauntingly familiar to the amount of money that BP was supposed to put into a bond for Macondo Gently Weeps, the Deepwater Horizon catastrophe. I wonder if there's any relation between these numbers. Democrats, again, said the oil companies can afford to give up tax benefits, and their combined first quarter profits exceeded $30 billion. Instead of defending oil companies, Republicans should be defending the American taxpayer, said Harry Ass Reed of Nevada. To use Mike Chambers' appellation there, said before the vote, a Republican-backed measure that would increase offshore production and expedite permits faces a vote today in the Senate. A provision would also require lease sales in the Gulf of Mexico and off the coast of Virginia and Alaska. Well, there's more in the story. Let's jump over to Europe. I have a little bit of trouble. It seems that Dominique Strauss-Kahn, some say he might have been set up. I don't know. This was a 32-year-old immigrant. Hard to say whether she's legal or illegal, from Guinea, of all places. Guinea, of all places, working for this top-flight hotel. 32-year-old assaulted, if you will, by Dominique Strauss-Kahn. European officials closed ranks to defend their hold on the International Monetary Fund's top job as pressures mounted on the agency's jailed leader, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, to step down. He wasn't able to keep his clothing on and behave himself in the presence of a female, but this is costing the IMF a lot of grief, too. But maybe it's advancing a plan. We don't know. I don't know. Was this housekeeper a Monica Lewinsky type of a female or what? U.S. Treasury Secretary Little Timmy Geithner said the IMF needs to name an interim leader because Strauss-Kahn is, quote, obviously not in a position to run the fund. I'd say not. He's over in Rickers. He's trying to digest turkey sandwiches. Anyway, he's obviously not in a position to run the fund. Austrian Finance Minister Maria Fechter told reporters in Brussels yesterday that Strauss-Kahn risked damaging the IMF. Of course, we're looking at a sea change at the top here, but it's just going to be one Illuminatist for another Illuminatist. What is this other guy's name? Lisky hanging around in the background. Continuing, risk damaging the IMF. At stake is the leadership of an institution that approved a record of $91.7 billion in emergency loans. So on the one hand, we've got the Cajuns. On the other hand, we're giving wheat to the Jordanians. And the IMF gives $91.7 billion in emergency loans. It's all an emergency, isn't it? We just live in a continuous and perpetual state of emergency. And provides a third of the bailout packages in Europe. Your money at work. Strauss-Kahn's arrest may give emerging markets, the drivers of global growth, momentum to push to end a post-war deal under which a European heads the fund and the U.S. picks the World Bank president. So there's some movement towards getting an Asian in at the top of this pile of black nobility. We'll be right back.
My name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So again, once again, they're looking at the leadership of the International Monetary Fund, which, of course, you know, picks the World Bank president. And there's a lot of action coming out of Asia. People are saying, hey, how about a developing country for a change instead of all of the captains of finance and industry? And really, when you think about it, you know, it was all set up originally based on shares. Whoever ponied up the most gold had the most gold and the most votes. Well, I think trying to find any gold anyplace outside of public hands or private hands today is going to be difficult in the United States, but certainly China and India are packing in the gold, and so maybe it is time to give a nod to them and let them come up and head it up. But we'll see how it turns out. They continue here, and they say, there's no lack of talent, whether in Europe or emerging markets, to replace Strauss-Kahn, said Joseph Tan, the Singapore-based chief economist for Asia at Credit Suisse, AG's private banking division. Quote, there's been a gradual shift of economic power and representation to emerging markets, but the institutions like the IMF and the World Bank are still centered heavily in the West. All right, so this is the old Anglo-American dominion, the black nobility of Europe, you know, and they're weakening. They are weakening, and that's a good thing. Geithner, little Timmy. He says this, it's important that the board of the IMF formally put in place for an interim period somebody to act as the managing director. Of course, everybody is looking at France's finance minister here, Christine Lagarde, but there's others like Gordon Brown vying for the top seat as well. He says you want the IMF to have the capacity to be helpful on financial issues, particularly in Europe. All right. No, that's big news, big stuff. And, of course, you know, there's a full-on article in the Wall Street Journal this morning about the Obama to pledge the new Mideast aid It goes far deeper than just Jordan. All across the board, here's the article, Carol Lee and Jay Solomon. Jay Solomon, interesting. President Barry the Usurper will announce this week a new aid plan for the Middle East and North Africa that U.S. officials say will be far bolder than previous American economic assistance to the region. You know, while our Congress is embroiled in these debates as to whether they should strip away $30 billion or just $17. Oh, God, what a mess. The usurper will outline the plan, which could include debt cancellation, repudiation there, okay, and a reprogramming of financial aid the U.S. already provides to countries like Egypt in a speech he's scheduled to deliver Thursday at the State Department. That would be today. Whatever aid he announces, though, is unlikely to assuage Arab governments, which had been hoping the White House would push forcibly for a resumption of the Palestinian-Israeli peace talks. The president's aides say his speech will focus only briefly on the issue. Well, what the heck is new about that? This guy hasn't got any more depth than a handkerchief. Anyway, the usurper met Tuesday with King Abdullah, we've reported on that, who's been pressing U.S. officials to take a more aggressive role in the peace process, blah, blah, blah. After the meeting, the usurper said the U.S. will provide Jordan with hundreds of millions of dollars through the Overseas Private Investment Corporation. Well, that's like foreign direct investment. If you haven't been following that, you might jump up on channelingreality.com and avail yourself of all the research that our intrepid researcher, Vicki Davis, has been pouring out onto the web. Channelingreality.com. I can scarcely keep up with all the new material that Vicki sends me each and every day. All of this will help to stabilize the cost of living and day-to-day situation of the Jordanians and will provide a foundation so that these economic reforms can move forward and long-term development can take place. But, of course, the real goal in all this is to make sure they keep a lid on it. You know? The Muslimin is not too pleased with Israeli as a near neighbor. Lots of them would just as soon see them split the sheets and get the hell out of there. Well, many of us would like to see that too. Here's another quote. All of this will help to stabilize the cost of living in the day-to-day situation. The president's goal, officials said, is to give a financial boost to the political change sweeping the Mideast and North Africa, where we're underwriting the overthrow of the Gaddafi regime and performing miracles on dead Ladens. Anyway, senior U.S. officials are particularly alarmed by the deterioration in Cairo's finances since the street revolt that ousted President Hosni Mubarak in February. The Egyptian government has been forced to spend between $3 billion and $3.5 billion of its foreign exchange reserves a month to pay for food and other commodities as tourism has plunged and overseas remittances have dried up. Of course, all of the Judeo-Christian Zionists have their eyes on the Aswan Dam as an ideal target for the Israelis to blow up to drive all of the Egyptians out of the area. Well, that's Egypt, and that's the news. So we've got another couple of minutes in the first hour of today's broadcast. I want to refer back to our discussion now. Kind of got preempted yesterday. I want to just say that we had some great callers yesterday. I always appreciate the callers. We had some great calls yesterday and got into some interesting discussion, really about things that are happening, you know, on the street level, basketball hoops and all of that sort of stuff. Discussion that had something to do with zoning and planning and ordinances and all of that. And this is where that doorway opens in a lot of times, especially in the rural areas. And we have 3,066 counties in this country. Most of them are rural. And so in order to get out, you know, we heard about shutting down the little small towns and things like that in Pennsylvania yesterday. But in order to get the international agenda spread all through America, all of the several states and all of those rural counties, there needed to be a plan. Of course, that plan was Agenda 21. And in order to get people to buy in to this plan, this grand transformation, this implementation of not only not only the Communist Manifesto in every aspect and detail, but also the plan laid out by the wise and learned elders of Zion, all these Talmudic plans for us. They had to find a way of coming in and working with the small towns, with the locals, with the farmers, with the ranchers, with the people that make shoes like Red Wing boots. How do you get people that are otherwise content in their lives to dialogue themselves into slavery? It's quite difficult. It takes a lot of craft and guile. It requires the full court press of the change agents. They have to come from academia. They need to come through the children at the schools. They need to come down from your local bankers. They need to come down from your rural electric co-ops. They need to come from the extension agents. They need to come through the Boy Scouts, the Rotary, the Lions, the Elks, the Bears, and all the other animal clubs, not to mention, nonetheless, the Knights of Columbus and the Freemasons. Well, this is how you do it. You enact a hazard mitigation plan. First, you have to have enhanced 911. The E911 program opens the door and closes the sale, because as people stand in line for this enhanced 911 financing, and once that system is in place, then they have the communications network, they have the interlocking cell towers that they hang their enhanced 911 radio transmitter antennas on, and then they lease out the rest of the towers to the cell companies. And that's how the whole GIS GPS system is advancing. You carry it around in your pocket. You got your little TomTom or your Garmin, and you got your cell phone in your pocket, and even some of the cameras I've seen have coordinate geometry located in them. Unbelievable. And people buy this cheap Chinese plastic crap, the chains that are going to bind you down into everlasting tyranny. Well, how do you do all of this? Well, we've been going through this small county, farthest southwest county of Missouri, McDonald County's hazard mitigation plan. This was accomplished in 2005 without hardly any notice of the people. Of course, we had the Ozark Property Rights Congress in attendance at most of these meetings, but nevertheless, most of the folk in the county were completely ambivalent. They could care less. They had a no-care attitude. So the first thing they did was they came up with a comprehensive plan, the McDonald County Community Health Status Report in 2003. A health status report, a comprehensive plan. The existing goals, a countywide assessment of the health status of the county residents that leads to determination of priorities. The three major priorities stated in this plan are to reduce teen pregnancy, improve access to medical and dental care, preventative measures, and chronic disease prevention. It always starts with how you feeling, folks. How are you feeling this morning, America? We'll be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, May the 18th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my website is becomevocallocal.com, where we have an active chat room in progress. Certainly welcome to jump in there. You don't have to show any identification. You can come in anonymously or with a funny name if you like. Just come on in and join the chat. Lots of good tips and links being dropped in there all the time. And, of course, if you'd like to call in throughout the broadcast, now that we're in our second hour of today's broadcast, you're certainly welcome to do that. The area code is 866. The number is 841-1065. Again, that's 866-841-1065. Let's go out to Missouri and speak with Ron and say good morning, Ron.
Well, it's not a good morning. Remember how you came up with the brilliant idea about the counties uniting? Well, on the news last night, they had the idea that all of the counties, St. Louis City slash County, St. Louis County, Jefferson County, St. Charles, they were going to form a united county effort against smoking.
Oh, my God.
So I'd like to thank you very much for sending the vibes up this way to get something in these boys' brains to get the counties to talk to each other.
Don't blame it on me. It's in the Constitution.
So they started all this on the nonsense on the news last night, and then they had another article that now they want to talk about having a, quote, regional authority to run the airport, the Metro bus, Metrolink system, and put everything under this quote-unquote regional authority.
Well, this is textbook USA. I'm going to tell you, then I understand, you know, when you get involved with these regional boards, mostly they're unelected boards and councils, and the average folk have no clue that they're even there. Yeah, they'll see it in the newspaper, but they don't think about it. But this is really bad news, and give us those four counties again.
St. Louis City, St. Louis County, St. Charles, Jefferson County, and I guess they're going to probably try to get Lincoln and Washington. And, you know, our friend Sam and Trish, they live out there in Gasconade County. And see, what I keep trying to do is that we're going to export the people from our area out there so we can include them in to a whole statewide county system. And see, we want to import our St. Louis people all over the whole state.
No, thank you.
Oh, by the way, you're outside of Springfield, aren't you? See, we can start expanding your direction.
No, thanks. We're trying to repel the Arkansanians coming across the southern border.
the Arkansanians, there you go. You know, what's really sad is you go to some of these little towns and these city people move out there and they bring their same nonsense out there that they were complaining about that they had here.
Well, you're absolutely right. I had a really really great heads-up meeting many years ago now, almost 20 years ago. I was thinking about moving from the city of Seattle out to this really beautiful little town in eastern Washington, as far eastern Washington as you could possibly get, near surrounded with mountains, used to be lead mining country and stuff like that, absolutely gorgeous, up in the Pendere Valley. It was called Medellin Falls. And so while I was there, I stopped in and I talked with the mayor, and I had this idea, and I'd been up there a couple of times looking at it, and I thought, well, it'd be really nice to use this almost abandoned railroad line and put in a high-speed link between the northeastern corner of the state of Missouri and down to the big city. I can't recall right off the top of my head which one it is, Spokane, and all that, and put in a ski resort and do some development. And she looked at me and she says, you know, Mr. Roberts, I thank you for stopping in today, But I really wish people like you would stay in Seattle.
I love it. Yeah. Yeah, that's what these small towns, if you get the original people are the ones that's been out there for a good number of years where they've integrated into the life out there. The majority of them honestly don't want all this big city nonsense.
You're absolutely right. You just stay right there. I'll bring you back after the break. We got to go to the break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid projection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. ThyroidKI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. ThyroidKI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in ThyroidKI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, ThyroidKI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5-milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code ORACLE for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code ORACLE for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Expand your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to ExtendoVite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And folks, you're welcome to call in if you like. We're back on our Wednesday, the May the 18th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, reaching out across America, micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, carrying us in our second hour of today's broadcast, talking with a fellow Ron in Missouri, brought up an interesting discussion point about the merger into a regionalization of a variety of the city of St. Louis, which is really a city county in itself, and a variety of others. But if you go right back to the Constitution for the state of Missouri, Constitution of Missouri, Section 16, Article 6, it says right here, cooperation by local governments with other governmental units, any municipality or political subdivision of this state, it's always this state versus the state, may contract and cooperate with other municipalities or political subdivisions thereof, or with other states or their municipalities or political subdivisions, or with the United States for the planning, development, construction, acquisition, or operation of any public improvement or facility, or for a common service in the manners provided by law And then it goes on and speaks about consolidation and separation as between municipalities and other political subdivisions. So, Ron, there's your answer right out of the Constitution.
Yeah, thanks a lot, you know.
But I'll tell you what, I'll join you on the sidewalk when they go against smoking because it really irritates me. I still haven't gotten over Barry the Usurper's $11.73 tax on a pound of rolling tobacco.
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't smoke, okay? But the point that really bothers me is that when you start down this road, what do you do next? Like, for an example, I'm going to give you some good examples of just strangeness. In St. Ann, Missouri, it is illegal to have a home Bible study because of a fire hazard. You may have too many people in the house. In Richmond Heights, Missouri, back around 88, 89, 90, right back in there somewhere, they voted to allow the building inspector to come in any time without a warrant. See, we had this before Indiana did. And their brilliant reasoning is to allow the building inspector to inspect any home. That way, in case there's any drug dealers, they could get rid of them faster.
Well, you know, the fundamental Christians really brought it on themselves by telling everybody they were on fire for Jesus.
There you go. And, you know, we actually have a couple. There's a place called Paraquat over here. It's a place that serves people with different disabilities and stuff. Now, they have a no-scent policy. You can't wear any cologne, perfume, even different kind of deodorants. They got a whole list of things you can't wear when you go into their building.
Interesting.
And I'm like, yeah. So, you know, when people think about these things, as I say, I don't smoke, but when you start down this pathway of taking away somebody else's rights, and is it going to be, you know, next, well, you can't have Pepsi, next, you can't, you know, long hair. I mean, it, you know, where do you go with this craziness? And
well,
I keep trying to help people.
Well, where we go with this, Ron, and we're going to go back to it after they, you know, I do a little bit more on this hazard mitigation planning. On the side, I almost feel like I've been cheating on the audience, but on the side, I've been dating another book. I'm reading a book that was written by a man named Anthony Seebach. It's a legal positivism in American jurisprudence, and he's laying this all out very, very well. I'm so glad I'm reading this book and taking the time. It's a long, slow slog, but when we get down to the idea of morals and ethics and policy and so on and so forth, it has been a great focus in academia, in the jurisprudence, for almost 100 years now. And so much of what we're dealing with is legal positivism in its applied state. And when you get down to something like, can we say that we can go and break into somebody's house at 4 o'clock in the morning with or without a warrant and just storm all over their property? Can we do that, or does that violate a constitutional principle? Well, it all just depends on the judge. It depends on the court at the time that's expressing these views. And it has something also to do with the mood of the people at the time. You see, once we dialogued into this idea of moral relativism, once we went down the road with August Comte and his positive polity and positive philosophy, where there are no more absolutes, Ron, everything is relative, well, we walked right into the chainsaw right there. Because if there are no absolutes, then it's only whatever, the law is only whatever comes out of the judge's mouth at that time.
Well, you're right. Two last things I'll have to get out of here. My one friend said it doesn't matter what the law is what the man in the black robe says the law is.
Absolutely.
And another weird one is over here in Clayton, Missouri, which is another kind of a little richy area just by us out here. They're telling the restaurants what color their furniture has to be now. Anyway, have a good one.
Thanks for cheering me up. Okay. Well, there goes Ron in Missouri. Good call. Good call indeed. I appreciate that, Ron. It's always nice to hear about the insanity that's going down in the Show Me State. Show me some intelligence. You know, show me the trivium being applied in Missouri. Show me a people that have good grammar. Show me people that actually have ever studied anything logical, and show me something other than just rhetoric. You know, let's have the reason. Bring it out. I want to see it. But these people are really in our face, and it's getting worse day by day. And it goes back to legal positivism, and that's what we see here in these hazard mitigation plans as well. Here's the next thing they do, capital improvement plans. And here in McDonald County, well, I'm now in Barry County, one county removed from this insanity, but it's just as bad here. They say they currently don't have a capital improvement plan. Now, that's true. You can take one look around here and you can see they don't have much of a plan for that. Economic development plans, comprehensive economic development strategies, a comprehensive effort to protect and improve infrastructure, preserve and develop qualified workers, protect the general quality of life in the Harry S. Truman Coordinating Council region in order to further the economic well-being of the region. You know, it's just not the Eastern insanity. It's everywhere, all right? Again, I just encourage you to think on this wise, that you have the local voting precinct, that's the smallest subdivision, political subdivision in your state, the local voting precinct. That is where they conduct federal elections, all right? That's your voting location, your polling place. It's a geographic boundary. It's driven by the demographics. As the population grows, the boundaries of the precinct get smaller. As the population of demographics diminish, then the precincts grow. All right? So it's all based on population. And then you have your town councils, your city councils, and so on and so forth. They're all, you know, political subdivisions, your towns, your cities. And then you've got your county. All right? These are political subdivisions of the state. And then between the counties and the state government, there's a void in the constitutions. And so what they did was that they've created a gobbin bunch of these regions. Some of the regions are FEMA regions, and some of them are central bank regions and things like that, and there's plenty of that. And then they divide the whole state up into legislative regions and state senatorial regions and congressional districts, you know, for the U.S. House and U.S. senatorial districts. And then they've got judicial districts, and then they come in. But there's also this other layer. It's an extra-constitutional, extra-governmental layer. And these are the coordinating councils, the COGs. Talk about that right after this.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So then what then are these regional councils of government, and what do they do? As I mentioned in the previous broadcast in this series, the primary goal or the primary purpose of these councils of government, they're a conduit. They're a conduit from FedGov and StateGov down through to the counties. They bring in these internationalist concepts. They bring them down through the councils of government in regions, down to the county level. And they serve as planners, if you will. They write up these various and sundry hazard mitigation plans and comprehensive plans. They help to prepare the way, open the way, pave the way, and break the soil, clear the land, and break the soil, pave the way for globalism in a town near you. And that's what they do. They're conduits for the international grants and aid funding sources, etc. They're kind of like the go-to boys for your county commissioners. And few indeed even know that they exist. And they also extort money from the counties. Everybody has to chip in to support these planning ilk in the regional councils of government. But anyway, here in the southwest corner of Missouri, we have the Harry S. Truman Coordinating Council. And they're involved in economic development plans, transportation plans. This is the Missouri Department of Transportation. It's MoDOT, the Long Range Transportation Direction. The Long Range Transportation Plan is the overarching document under which MoDOT's plans take shape. Now, I bet most people have never seen the Long Range Transportation Plan for their county, much less their state. And we have one here. Emergency Management Plans. Well, the transportation plan. It sets the tone for implementing and developing MoDOT strategic business plans and the 5-year statewide transportation improvement program. So just like the GOS plan, just like Stalin's Russia, they've got 5-year plans. Well, you know, what would you expect? We are a communized country. We have adopted all of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, and we live them diligently and will fight to defend them abroad. Emergency management plans, of course, we've talked about this perpetual state of emergency. You can go all the way back to Franklin Delano Roosevelt and build it from there if you wanted. Just go ahead and take it back to Abraham Springsteen, also known as Abraham Lincoln, and bring it from that point. But what's the emergency plan, a management plan? The McDonald County Emergency Operations Plans, everything's an emergency. You see, and I shared with you how down in Benton County, Arkansas, the Planning Commission just decided, well, they declared a state of emergency exists, and therefore one exists. You can believe it. What's this all about? To establish policies and procedures that will allow the respective government of McDonald County to maximize their emergency responsibilities, develop procedures, and identify resources that will give local officials the best comprehensive emergency management capabilities possible, considering available resources. And you think, wow, that sounds great. Look how it's working out for the people down in Louisiana. How about Alabama? you know, droughts, ice storms, plagues, wind storms, but you can find it all in Agenda 21. You always have to check your sources on this stuff, folks. Stormwater management, community stormwater regulations, McDonald County floodplain regulations. Floodplain seems to be a bit of that floodplain regulation going on right now as they flood the Atchafalaya or whatever the thing is down in Louisiana. Minimize the damages of stormwater runoff caused by development. Now, if you saw... If you drove around in these southwestern Missouri counties, most of the counties, there's 114 of them to choose from. You take your pick. In Missouri, you know, you got a windmill here, and then you got a Dutch barn there, and you drive another. Mostly what you're going to see is fence posts. Okay, I'll be honest with you. Fence posts. And lots of trees. Anyway, from time to time, you blow through a berg, and if you blink twice, you miss it. But anyway, they're talking about stormwater damage caused by development. That's right. It's nothing to do with the creator of the universe. It's just all man's problem here. These damages include erosion, sedimentation, and flash flooding. Of course, flash flooding is not something that's caused by man, that's for sure. Stormwater management. And when I say this, recall I lived on the confluence of two little creeks. All right, one was a year-round creek. The other was a seasonal creek coming out of the Hollers, down here in the Hollers, the hill in Hollerland. See, it's all the Ozark Plateau. But down here in the bottom where we can find things like fossils, we used to be underwater here. This used to be an inland sea until it was pushed up by the last passing of Nibiru or whatever. This is a plateau. And so it's not really hollow. So it's not really hills. It's just a plateau. If you're up on the top where I am now, the highest place in the county here, but when you're up on the top, you're just basically on the flat ground, you know, on the flats. You're on the flats, 1,300 feet above sea level. But down in the Hollers, these are places that have been carved out when the plug was pulled and all the water flowed out of this area, just like carving the Grand Canyon, all right? And so when they get a good, you know, freshet, you get a good rain a-coming, these creeks that are down at the bottom of these drainage basins, they just drain out, baby, and they come real fast. So you might have flash flooding. My little farm area down there was flooded a couple, two, three times every single year. Every single year. Nothing new about it. Just something you have to kind of take in stride. It's like the boy that put all of his cabinets in so they could be quickly removed and took the doors with him on the way out. Community stormwater management. Community stormwater regulations. Minimize the damage of stormwater runoff caused by development, again. Minimize building in identified hazard-prone areas. And that's the real problem. Minimize the building in identified hazard-prone areas. I wonder how many people, now that they've been driven off their land, the land's flooded, how long will it be before the water recedes? That was in the question, you know, in the article this morning. How long will it be before they close the dikes, close up those floodgates? And after they do close up those floodgates, how long will it be before that water-saturated ground is dry enough to be on again? How long will it be before you'll be able to drive out onto a hay field with a pickup truck and bring round bales of hay to your beeves? Could be quite a while. Could be quite a while. But anyway, minimize building in identified hazard-prone areas. What they really want to do is affect floodplain buyout at this time. They want to buy out those people that had to move. They really don't want them to come back in again. After all, they could pledge all of that nice, black, fertile floodplain against the U.S. debt. They could exchange it to the Chinese or the Hmong people or the Vietnamese, and they could come over here. Maybe the Mexicans, they can come up here, the Guatemalans and the Uruguayans and the Panamanians, they can come up here and they can grow rice along the river again using Syngenta's rice or maybe Monsanto's. Anyway, parks and open spaces currently in this county, non-existent. Okay, well, let's go on. Hazard area location, they say. Recommended policy changes. And then now they're going to go ahead and list these different types of hazards. But what's really amazing here is that this is cookie cutter. All of this is boilerplate. This whole section was prepared by the Harry S. Truman Coordinating Council, and it's right out of FEMA in Washington, D.C., all right? And so this is right out of also Agenda 21. Here are the types of hazards: droughts, heat waves, wildfires, tornadoes, severe thunderstorms, floods, of course, severe thunderstorms. I mean, it might scare the animals, but they're not to scare you. Thunder is just the noise lightning makes. They ought to say electrical storms, but they don't want to let the children know that it's actually caused by electricity. They might look at HARP or something. Anyway, floods, dam failures, earthquakes, and severe winter storms. I'm surprised they didn't say locust plagues like they do in the Agenda 21. But anyway, these are basically the same things that you get right out of Agenda 21. Here's how they're going to go about it with their policy changes. Whoops, there's the break. Well, we'll be right back.
Ordinary Talk Radio, give you the laws.
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers. From LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code Oracle for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code Oracle for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so once again, we look at these various types of hazards, the drought, heat wave, wildfires, tornadoes, severe thunderstorms, floods, dam failures, earthquakes, severe winter storms. These are right out of Agenda 21. Here's a little bit more out of Agenda 21. This is Chapter 7, the promotion of sustainable land use development, 7.28. The objective is to provide for the land requirements of human settlement development through environmentally safe and sound physical planning and land use, so as to ensure access to land to all households. That's the y'all come mentality. And where appropriate, the encouragement of communally and collectively owned and managed land. and particular attention should be paid to the needs of women, children, and indigenous people for economic and cultural reasons, all right? But the idea of the encouragement of communally and collectively owned land, you know? Why not? Let's all just live on a kibbutz, right? But anyway, we're supposed to be able to indemnify ourselves against all of these hazards thrown at us by the creator of the universe. And the way they like to do this is to plan, right? So as regards drought, what are they going to do about droughts? Well, they want to encourage environmental responsibility among farmers and developers. All right, that's nice. Environmental responsibility. Drought among farmers and developers. Promote best practices. You've all heard that, right? Best practices, lessons learned. Promote best practices, that would be your sustainable agriculture, for drought-resistant farming. Whoops, maybe you better go talk to Monsanto. The future of the world, according to Monsanto? I think there's a YouTube video up there by that name. That'll be a heads-up for you. Promote best practices for drought-resistant farming techniques and for a reduced usage of permeable surfaces. That's minimizing the amount of coverage that you can use of the land. It's kind of like the old Snoopy cartoons, Peanuts cartoons, you know, where Pigpen, you know, they always laughed at Pigpen because he thought he was making the world smaller. Lucy used to get after him all the time, scuffing his feet like that, flushing it, you know, taking a bath and then washing it down. He was collecting all the dirt of the world, and the earth was getting smaller because Pigpen would scuff his feet when he walked. Well, that's the idea of reducing usage of permeable surfaces, you know, like the earth. The best way to do that is to massively reduce the population, or maybe just put us all in stack 'em and pack 'em houses in Los Angeles. Protect natural resources, namely groundwater and topsoil. Now, that's a good idea. We really need to do that. But, you know, really, the best fertilizer of all is the farmer's boot heels. That's right, the farmer's boot heels. Farmers very rarely soil their own nest, unless they happen to be dialogued in a consensus by Monsatan. Anyway, heat waves. What is McDonald County going to do about that? Promote personal safety measures among outdoor activities and work. Now, you know, much of the work that's done in Missouri is outdoor. You know, ranchers making hay, you know, growing things, farming, ranching, that sort of thing. But anyway, they say promote personal safety measures among outdoor activities and work. Educate the general public about adequate hydration and other safety measures. Well, they put all kinds of abominations in the drinking water, of course. But you were supposed to be adequately hydrated. And other safety messages during periods of extreme heat. So it's going to be a PR campaign. They'll say, well, drink plenty of fluids, folks. Drink plenty of fluids. Of course, that doesn't reduce the extreme heat. They can't do that. And then the goals addressed here is to save lives, minimize adverse health effects, and maintain community activities. They want to maintain community activities, but you could also read that as continuity of government. How about wildfires? Focus on the urban-rural buffer zone as the largest fire danger. Now, where are you going to find more about the urban-rural buffer zone? And what is an urban-rural buffer zone anyway? What kind of a buffer zone do we have between urban and rural? You know, you get to the edge of town, and town pretty well peters out. It's about the only buffer there. You know, the last gas station. Next gas station, 40 miles. Right. Anyway, focus on the urban-rural buffer zone as the largest fire danger. But notice, this is zoning. And who's going to define what is an urban-rural buffer zone? Well, you can jump up and relax on that because the International Code Council's already got that covered. You know, they do work with James Lee Witt, former director of FEMA. Save lives, minimize injury, and protect property. That's their big goal. Here's another one, tornadoes. You know, we get a lot of tornadoes around here. This is Tornado Alley. Severe lightning. Yes, we get lightning popping all around us all the time. What do they want to do here? Well, they want to promote code enforcement and weatherization activities. Code enforcement and weatherization activities. That ought to do a lot when a tornado comes down. Why don't you ask the people down in Tuscaloosa how those codes worked out for them? Seems that tornado took the houses off right at the foundation line. Anyway, it says saves lives, minimize injury, protect property, and protect environmentally safe, saves lives and protects property. That's right. Code enforcement, that's going to work out for you really well up against a tornado. And actually, I mean, really, a lightning storm? How many times does your house get struck with lightning? Well, if you live around here, it could be frequently. You put a GFCI breaker system in, and maybe you'll save your computers. But, you know, the houses generally these days don't burn down very often because they got struck by lightning. That's pretty far out there. I mean, the insurance companies like to talk about it, but the odds, they're in the insurance company's favor. Anyway, let's continue. Talk about floods. Promote floodplain management. Then the National Flood Insurance Protection Participation, as I've been sharing with you throughout this series of broadcasts, your county commissioners become insurance agents for FEMA. They do. They're promoting this NFIP participation. They have quotas. They have goals for what percentage of the properties sign up, join up, and buy the National Flood Insurance Program participation. Anyway, that's kind of like a gangster deal. You know, it's like, if you don't buy our insurance, we'll break your kneecaps. Except it works like that. Floodplain buyout and increased floodplain management regulation. And so that's what's going to be happening all along the Mississippi River and all of its tributaries as they flood one area after the next. They claim that this saves lives, minimizes injuries, protects property, protects environmentally sensitive areas. It does. They said so. And I believe them. Dam failure? Well, you wouldn't want another dam failure, would you? Well, dam failure. Well, I've had a lot of dam failures in my life. But promote proper construction and maintenance of earthen dams. Now, this is where they come on your property. We talked about this briefly. Let's say you've got a 100-acre site or a 300-acre site, and you're raising beef cow or maybe sheep. You got a low spot. And so what you do is you take your tractor out and you dig up dirt and push it all up in one end of it. And then the next time it rains, the bottom gets wet. The next time it rains, you get a little bit more. Throw in some bentonite clay. And that's the stuff that some people are taking in their bodies. But, you know, bentonite, they used to call it well seal. But anyway, you throw some bentonite clay in there and drill it in with a tiller and pound it down with the tractor. And then the next time it rains, more stays and more stays. And the next thing you know, you got a pond on your property. Well, that's a problem. That's a problem now. Now you come under the code council. Promote the proper construction and maintenance of earthen dams. That's right. Now the federal government is interested in your property. You got that wet spot out in the yard where it always floods. You know, you get 2 inches of water down there where in heavy rain. Well, that's now a federal issue, too. That's federal water. That's what they want. Anyway, so with dam failure, just another dam failure here, work with the Department of Natural Resources Safety Program to carry out what? Their policies, not law, policies. That's what happened when we got involved with the Administrative Procedures Act. Everything switched over from absolutes to relatives. Everything went from law to policy. Right? And you don't have much to say about those policies either, and you can't vote them out. And you pay for them with your taxes. Save lives, minimize energy injuries, protect property, protect and promote the natural resources. That's right, resources. You're a natural resource, so are your cattle. When we dig up minerals out of the ground, of course, they're not resources. They are sources. And once you've taken them out, you've taken them out. Continuing, earthquakes. Well, that's what NLE 2011 is all about. This is Earthquake Preparedness Month, baby. We're worried about that New Madrid Fault splitting open and creating an inland sea once again. Will it happen? Well, maybe if they can get HAARP running on high speed. Anyway, earthquakes. Well, they don't have much to do here. All they can say about it is to save life and minimize injury. That's the biggest goal they've got. In other words, they're to send in the cleanup team afterwards. Severe winter storms. Increased awards of transportation dangers in these events and promote weatherization of structures and code enforcement. Seems to always be the default. They fall back on code enforcement. Code enforcement. Increased preparedness for street plows and de-icers. Well, they're going to have to get Al Gore out of the picture, you know. Told everybody this is going to be one of the warmest winters on record, and the ice caps were melting, and the polar bears were swimming, doing the backstroke in the Arctic Ocean, looking for an iceberg to flow to get out on and eat their baby seals for breakfast. But, of course, the ice caps aren't thawing, and they're actually growing, but they don't want to tell you the science. They just want to tell you the propaganda. Save lives and minimize injury. Well, when we come back, we'll look at a few more of this ridiculous stuff. This is real, folks, not making it up. It's right out of the book. We'll be right back.
your life with Christian
Advice. Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And blowing into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast, the fastest researcher on the web, 10K Puddles in the chat room, was listening to the broadcast. He threw this link in. It's World According to Monsanto. It's the World According to Monsanto. You can find it on video.google.com and then look around in there, video.google.com. You can also find, I think, some links on YouTube, but it's very worthwhile. Very interesting to look at the World According to Monsanto. Lark from Dallas brought it to my attention on another broadcast the other day, but a good one. So we take a look at this worksheet we've been going through here, the McDonald County Mitigation Strategy. These are plans. These are action plans. It's really strategy. It's war. It's war against your property. All right? We're trying to transform this world into this communal and collectively owned, you know, communitarianism, syndicalism, however you want to look at it. You use the name, all right? But what's going to happen as a result of this? Well, when we see something like reduced usage of permeable surfaces, it implies reduced lot or acreage cover allowable. Reduced lot or acreage cover allowable. How much of your private property will you be actually able to use? How much could you cover? How big of a building could you build? You know, you've got a 5-acre parcel. Is there too much that you could use? Could you pave your driveway? Could you? Could you put in a shop building, you know, farm equipment building, something like that, a big shop? Maybe you want to restore automobiles in your spare time or be a blacksmith. How big of a shop could you put in? How big of a house are you going to be allowed to put in there? What are you going to do with all that? You know, you can't come in there and put all that non-permeable, structural material there. We got to leave the whole world in grass and dandelions. Okay, the next one, fewer and smaller parking lots. All right, so we get away from our land and we start to think, how much of downtown can be covered with asphalt? How much of it can be covered with concrete? That, of course, is going to mean fewer and smaller parking lots. So those malls. You got to see the stormwater retention and detention facility necessary for a Walmart parking lot or a Target or a Home Depot or, God forbid, a shopping mall. Wow. I'll tell you, it takes a lot of engineering and a lot of work to develop a stormwater retention and detention, collection retention and detention facility. Fewer and smaller or fewer and narrower driveways, walks, roads, etc. All right, fewer and narrower driveways, walks, roads, etc. Oh, hell, let's just do away with sidewalks. Haven't you noticed most of the development these days is sans sidewalk? No, you're supposed to be out there walking on in the street. Or trespassers that can cross the front of your neighbor's property. No sidewalks. Can't even find a place to walk with your dog. Anyway, smaller footprint and taller walls. Smaller footprint, taller walls. So you've got a 50 by 50 Babylon Tower, you know? Anyway, mixed use, residential over commercial. So what you do is you come in, you put your stores and your storefronts on the first floor, and then you just kind of stack and pack housing on top of that. Maybe on the seventh floor there will be a what do they call those things, a preschool, you know, and on the ninth floor there will be a weight gym and stuff like that, and up on the 15th floor there will be, you know, like a swimming pool or something like that, and then up on the 75th floor there will be a penthouse, and Dominique Strauss-Kahn will be chasing the mates. Anyway, stack them and pack them. Townhomes, condos, apartments, all right, high-rises, clusters, planned unit development. Well, when you look into all of this, what you discover that this is smart growth and this is sustainable development. It's also new urbanism, and we need to be aware of that because it's coming into your area. It's coming into a town near you. All right. So now let's jump back over, and we're going to go to the big binder, step away from the individual as it's being applied, and go to the guidelines. Because one of the things that they're talking about here is you've got to be able to get people to buy in. You have to be able to affect public buy-in. So when we say don't buy in, we mean it. It's not don't buy. We don't care whether you buy or not buy. You're going to need groceries. No way around that. But it's not don't buy. It's don't buy in. Do not buy into the globalist agenda. And so that's something that you, as an informed concerned individual, is going to need to affect right where you are when you become vocal local by working with these unelected boards and councils, and by working with your local elected officials. You help to block globalism as it comes into your town so that it doesn't lodge in the body politic and become tax funded and have a bunch of bonds written against it, public indebtedness. You need to block it before it comes in. But in order for them to be able to get this to work, they have to have support for all of this planning. And so they need support from local governments. They need support from state governments. They need support from the federal government. They need support from the private sector, citizen support, support from the academic institutions. They need to have support from a champion. Interesting, support from a champion, not Dave Champion, another kind of a champion. But we've been going through some of these support levels just to give you an idea. But how about support from the state government? State government plays a significant role in supporting mitigation planning. I'm reading directly from the state and local mitigation how-to guide, Getting Started, put out by FEMA. And it was out of their bookstore, the Getting Started, How to Get Started guide for FEMA's hazard mitigation planning. State governments play a significant role in supporting mitigation planning. States administer programs that provide assistance for mitigation initiatives, assistance is money, all right, and act as the liaison between federal and local governments for all phases of emergency management. Now, what they're not telling you here is, and they're just jumping right over this most important step, they didn't tell you about the councils of government. But if you listen to this broadcast, as you do, You have the heads up there, all right? Continuing, it says states administer programs that provide assistance, this is grants and aid, and act as the liaison between federal and local governments for all phases of emergency management. That's SEMA, all right, State Emergency Management. The Emergency Management Office in many states is assigned these responsibilities. You have a State Emergency Management Office if you will dig around on the web and find it. The SHMO, the state, it's SHMO, serves as the point of contact and coordinates all matters relating to hazard mitigation planning and implementation. And you can be sure that they're wide awake and participatory in the NLE, this top-off 2011 here in Missouri and elsewhere. Again, planning departments, environmental agencies, and natural resource agencies may share or assist in these responsibilities. So one of the things that your locals are having to deal with is pressure put on them by every direction. They're getting pressure put on them by the Department of Transportation. They're getting pressure put on them by the Fish and Game or Wildlife Commission. They're having pressure put on them by the Natural Resources. They're having pressure put on them by the Ag Department. They're having pressure coming from the veterinarians. They're having pressure put on by the doctors. They're being pressured on every side. And the Chamber of Commerce is one of those other conduits where you get down and you work with the private sector, right close and local, and you make sure that they're on board with all things going forward. And it's the same in every county, all across America. And while most people are talking about the Anunnaki and the Nibiru, this plan is actually taking away all of your freedoms and removing you from the matrix. You're out of this picture. Right? We need to very carefully use our time. We can't afford a mistake at this time. Rather than getting sidetracked in victimology and symptomology, we need to focus on the diseases. If we can eradicate, if we can clearly identify where these diseases are and then eradicate them out of our midst, the victims cease and the symptoms cease, and we can start to have a little island of freedom right where you are. And the people around you are completely unaware of this. Even the people that are trying to advance these agendas are not completely aware of the bigger picture. No one ever sat them down and taught them. And quite frankly, the federal government would just assume no one does sit them down and tell them about it, because then they'll ask questions. So what we can do is we can be good seed sowers. We can go around and seed information, and we can seed in, you know, don't take away their freedom, Jefferson said. You enlighten their ignorance with education, but at the same time, you can also sow seeds of doubt. They've been propagandized. They're involved in a belief system. They believe, and they're acting on their belief without evidence, that they should promote this safety culture, the culture of safety, the safety cult. They believe it. They really do. They're stacking up their little firewood. They got all their little water filters set aside. They've got their emergency trucks and their emergency vans, and they've got storage foods around them. They've got the walkie-talkies and everything else. But they need you to tell them why they're stacking that all up like a bunch of chipmunks. Well, that's enough for today. I'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.